Relevant Radio presents today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota.
This morning's Mass being offered for the repose of the soul of Camille Burns. Father Bamanek's offering a private intention for the repose of the soul of Mary Doherty. Our entrance hymn on today may be found in your Magnificats on page 306. O chosen people, proclaim the mighty works of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. My brothers and sisters, as we close this work week, we gather today, and we do honor St. Bernardine of Siena. Let us begin by acknowledging our sins so as to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You were sent to heal the contrite heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You sit at the right hand of the Father, intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who gave the priest, St. Bernardine of Siena, a great love for the holy name of Jesus, grant through his merits and prayers that we may be ever set aflame with the spirit of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and presbyters, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. The apostles and the presbyters, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia of Gentile origin. Greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have, with one accord, decided to choose representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey the same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burdens beyond these necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. And so they were sent on their journey. Upon their arrival in Antioch, they called the assembly together and delivered the letter. When the people read it, they were delighted with the exhortation. The word of the Lord. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and chant praise. Awake, O my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. I will give you thanks to those among the peoples, O Lord. I will chant your praise among the nations. For your mercy towers to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Above all the earth be your glory. I will give thanks to your peoples, O Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. I call you my friend, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
The study of the ecumenical councils is something that's always interested me personally. I did a series on them, not quite done with it yet. I'm somewhere in the middle of the Council of Trent. Hopefully this summer, I'd like to finish it. But the bottom line is it's very clear to us today, if a pope were to call an ecumenical council, wasn't always so clear in the history of the church with all the local councils and regional, and it's taken a lot of historians and theologians many years to figure out, eventually settling on number 21. I would humbly disagree only to the extent that I think the number should be 22. And I'm referring to today's first reading. Acts 15 fulfills all the requirements for a universal council. A major issue arose in the church. The church leadership had to gather, pray under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to solve a problem. A problem that may not seem like a big deal to you and me, but such was not the case then. We're talking about the Council of Jerusalem, whereby the early church faced her first big decision. Some of the converted Pharisees of Jerusalem discovered the results of the first missionary journey of Paul. It brought in new converts to the Christian faith. But, alas, from people not originally Jewish. What to make of that? You see, the Jewish Christians urged that the Gentiles be taught to follow the law of Moses. And it became clear that that wasn't happening. And so this becomes a major issue in the church. scholars date it to 51 AD. And so the decision reached by the apostles under the guidance of the Spirit marks the official rejection of a more rigid view that Gentiles were obliged to observe the Mosaic Law completely and entirely. The realization became clear that the mission of Jesus Christ was to the whole world, not just to one group. And so again, what might seem obvious to you and me today was not nearly so clear in the initial years following. So this council in 49 AD helps settle the matter. And while the mission today is clear, so many years later, the results are clearly mixed. Our church growing in some parts of the world, it's shrinking in many others. In Italy, for example, vocations have dropped nearly 30% in just the last 10 years. In some parts of Italy, you can see churches practically on every corner, and they're facing major structural challenges in their dioceses with all the churches and a relative lack of priests. I say relative because they still have a lot, but they're realizing, looking ahead, they need to make some changes. In our country this year, slightly over 400 men will be ordained priests. Here in our archdiocese, we will ordain 5 in little over a week. In an increasingly secularized culture, the church is clearly smaller in number, though one might argue stronger in focus. And that's a big reason for our own archdiocesan synod. We have to face some clear realities based on numbers and structures. But perhaps prior to doing that, we need to gather as a local church to come up with our priorities, our pastoral priorities. And then hopefully the practicalities will become more clear, resulting from our strategic priorities. We are called to be missionaries, regardless of the number, regardless of the scorecard of success. We are motivated to treat others with respect. Jesus gave us an example, but he also gave us a command. It's a command that will make our world more loving, more humane, and ultimately more peaceful. So let us embrace this commandment of love, for we will all be more Christ-like in our actions because of it. Please stand. In Easter joy, with hope-filled confidence, we present our needs to the Lord.
For the church family, may we be witness to Christ's love by practicing charity and promoting justice and peace throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all residents of the Twin Cities community, may we strive to build trust, respect, and dignity of all, and build strong and cohesive neighborhoods. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, may they respect the natural law, protect the common good, and protect the most innocent among us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who have died, may they experience the joy of eternal life in the heavenly Jerusalem. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, giver of new life, please hear our humble prayers. They are made in the strong and holy name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Look upon the sacrificial gifts we offer, Almighty God, on the feast day of Blessed Bernardine of Siena, and grant that we who celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion may imitate what we now do, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith we proclaim. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Bernard, our Bishop, Joseph, his assistant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul
of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this time receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
I will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord. Alleluia. Let us pray. By the power of this mystery, O Lord, confirm your servants in the true faith, that they may be everywhere profess in word and deed the faith for which Blessed Bernardine never ceased to labor and for which he spent his whole life, through Christ our Lord. I read the Magnificat today that our saint for today sometimes preached before 30,000 people open-air sermons. But whether it's 30 or 30,000, I'm glad you're here today at the cathedral. Thank you for joining us, and a special word to any who may be joining us online. We're off Relevant Radio for this week, but we will be back next week with the Relevant Radio broadcasts. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Been listening to today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota. This has been a presentation of Relevant Radio.
Our spiritual director, Father Michael Hurley, a Dominican priest in the Archdiocese of San Francisco, talking about finding time for silence in our lives.
The Inner Life with Josh Raymond.
Now, what if that silence scares us, Father? If somebody's listening and saying,
I don't want to be in that silence.
Any good advice for them?
Yeah, Nike, just do it. What scares us is the isolation. And the reality, though, is that being distracted and being kind of immersing ourselves in the exterior world can be more isolating than we realize. We think we're connecting, but we're not really connecting. True connection is a language of love. And so to, in a sense, embrace the fear of isolation, or at least the challenge of isolation, because on the other side, like walking through the doorway, like death itself, is the fullness of God's presence. If we are bold and courageous enough to enter into that silence.
I love that.
The Inner Life with Josh Raymond, weekdays at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.